What's it like to go to law school? I'm Joseph, this is Input English. Today we have a story for Comprehensible Input, an original story created for you. With Comprehensible Input, you don't need to know every word in the story. You just need to be able to follow the story, understand what it's about, and how it progresses. If you can follow these stories, you will absorb the English language relentlessly. It's unavoidable. I started out with the question, what's it like to go to law school? That question was directed by Craig to his mother, Kathy. Kathy is a practicing attorney, and she has from time to time mentioned law school in the presence of Craig, but he didn't have a feel for what it was like to go to law school. Since Craig is nearly 12 years old, he has been thinking about the future a little more than he had in the past. He's finishing up his 6th grade and will be going to 7th grade. He's in middle school. A lot of his friends are talking about what they might want to do when they grow up. And Craig realized that he didn't have an understanding of what it's like to go to law school. But he realized that his mom knew a great deal about that topic because she graduated from law school before he was born. So on this day that we joined Kathy and Craig, it's Saturday morning, mid-morning, and the early morning chores like breakfast and cleaning up the house are pretty much done. It's too early for lunch. Craig found his mother in the kitchen, and he just casually asked her that question, what's it like to go to law school? When Craig asked this question, Kathy turned to him and asked, do you want a short answer or a long answer? Craig was familiar with that sort of response because it's a way that Kathy frequently deals with questions posed to her by her boys. Craig had a ready answer. He said, how about a long answer? Kathy said, come with me. Let's go into the living room and talk about this. In the living room, they sat down, but neither one of them sat in Robert's chair. Kathy took the chair that she usually uses, and Craig sat on the couch. Kathy explained as follows. Usually law school occurs after you get your bachelor's degree. So before I started law school, I already had a bachelor's degree in English with a minor in history. I applied to law school at the beginning of my senior year of college. I took the LSAT test, although that's not always required. I took it and did okay. When one goes to law school, there are different options. One can go to law school full-time, and if that's the case, usually it takes 3 years. It is also possible to go to law school at night, and part-time law school usually takes about 4 years. Now there are online options for law school. After explaining those possibilities, Kathy told Craig that she went full-time. She explained that the first year of law school usually includes an in-depth study of criminal law, of contracts, of torts, and of legal writing. The first year of law school gives one a massive amount of things to learn. It has been said of the first year of law school that the school tries to scare you to death. Kathy went on to explain that one of the big challenges for her in her first year of law school was not just the sheer volume of what she had to learn, but the fact that the learning methods were very different. She had to learn a lot of rules and laws, but she also had to learn to apply them to situations that one might encounter in real life. With the law, the question is, if something happens, is it a crime? Or is it a tort? Or is it a breach of contract? These are the questions that we have to start thinking about during our first year of law school. In that respect, law school was very different than undergraduate school. Craig asked an obvious question, did you enjoy it? Kathy paused for a second and said, yes, I did. I think the first year of law school was one of the best years of my life. I learned so much, and I met so many interesting people. Craig then asked, well, what about the second and third years? She said, well, they are pretty variable. There's a lot of stuff going on during those 2 years in law school. I was surprised at how much reading I needed to do. I needed to read cases and understand the decisions made by the courts. A lot of these classic decisions are part of our day-to-day, and we need to have a good understanding of how the courts have dealt with these problems so that we can fashion solutions as we look at new cases. Kathy paused for a moment and said that, you know, the second year is interesting. It has been said that they work you to death in the second year. That was really my impression. The volume of reading and writing was massive. Also, there are a lot of distractions. There are a lot of activities like mock trials. There are a lot of activities with other students where we review cases. And then there's this huge distraction of trying to figure out what part of the law we want to work in. Usually a lawyer doesn't do everything. Usually a lawyer has a part of the law in which he or she is expert. Some lawyers deal primarily with real estate. Others defend criminal cases. Still others will prosecute criminal cases. And our thought process of how we're going to find our niche in the legal profession really starts to get real during the second year. Unfortunately, because of the huge amount of reading and writing we have to do, this focus or this concern about our specialization is a big distraction. It puts us at cross purposes. We really need to stay focused on the reading and writing, but we can't neglect having an eye to the future and what our life is going to be like. With that fairly complete description, Craig nodded and followed up with, well, what's the third year like? Kathy said, well, the third year is another magical year, really. When I started my third year, I realized that this was getting real. I was getting to the end of my formal education, and it was going to get real because I was going to need to pass the bar, and I was going to need to get a job. I still had a bunch of things to do in terms of reading and writing. I needed to build my knowledge and build my skills as a developing young attorney. But again, there's this huge distraction of having to prepare for the bar and worrying about future employment. Craig asked, how did you get through it? Kathy said, well, just one day at a time. I had a list of things I needed to do each day, each week, each month, and I just updated the calendar and checked off the things I was doing. I had good advice from my advisor. I did 2 externships where I was out of the school. In these externships, I got to draft some documents that actually were edited and used in real life. That gave me a sense of accomplishment. I didn't write the final briefs, but I sketched out the form And the final brief was fairly similar to what I'd put in. Obviously, the more senior lawyer really refined it a lot before it was submitted. Craig asked, "How about the bar exam? Did you pass the bar exam?" Kathy said, "I sure did, the first time." Craig said, "What was that like?" Kathy said, "Well, it was kind of like a meat grinder. It was not easy. It was a challenge to just stay focused, answer the questions, work efficiently, and get through it. It was really an ordeal. But looking back, I was very well prepared for that test. Really, the school had been preparing us since day one. The way they conducted all the discussions and all the teaching during the school years were really very effective to prepare me to take that bar exam. I don't think it was an accident that I passed, and I don't think it was because I was so brilliant. I just think that I was very well prepared by the experience of the previous couple of years." Craig seemed very happy with all this discussion about the law school experience. Law school was on his list of possibilities for his future, but he wasn't really certain of it. He wasn't sure that that's where he wanted to go. He had also thought about being an engineer, and he had thought about being a doctor. He understood that he didn't need to commit to a specific profession for many years, but he wanted to understand what they were like. He was just very curious about what it is like to study and learn this sort of profession. Kathy asked if Craig had any more questions, and he did not. She then reassured him that it's too early to really worry too much about what he's going to do when he's grown up, but it is healthy to think about these things and ask lots of questions. Upon hearing that, Craig said it would be cool if I could ask questions like this of Dr. Ferguson. He could tell me what it was like to go to medical school. Kathy thought, what a great idea. She continued saying, "I'll have to think about that, but we might be able to find an opportunity for Dr. Ferguson to fill you in on what it's like to study medicine. Let me give that some thought." With that, Craig thanked his mom and headed out the back door into the backyard. Once she was alone, Kathy thought, what an interesting, unexpected conversation. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.